Well, morning all. I'm outside. It's freezing cold though. The wind's blowing. It's not been raining yet, which is good. We have encountered lots of different things in terms of things that would normally really stress you out in London. And frankly, they haven't detracted from the pleasure one bit. In fact, they've enhanced it because the story being we arrived and there was no oil. And the house is oil heated and there's no actual external services. It's got a septic tank and oil and stuff. And so we rang the oil company and begged them to come and deliver at short notice. And we ordered £500 worth of oil and filled the oil tank up. And then £500 worth of oil emptied into the floor because there's a leak. And so we had no oil again, which was a bit of a disaster. But, and the house is, you know, freezing. But it's meant several things. It's meant we've met about three of the neighbours or three. We've met the farmer who farms the land around our house, who came around to help us. Seemingly randomly, but it appears that people talk to each other around here, so when a neighbour's got a problem, neighbours find out and come and help. It's just absolutely surreal. Well, it's surreal to someone who's just come from Hackney for 20 years in East London. So he came and he replaced the joint that was leaking on the oil tank, and he said, oh, don't worry about fuel, I've got fuel. So he put some of his fuel in, and then he said, but then the problem is now we need to bleed it apparently, and I really wouldn't know where to start. So we still haven't got any heating, but we've spent the night in front of a log fire, which we lit. We all three of us slept in the lounge. We had a fan heater, which we never really used in London because it was always boiling. Yeah, that came in really handy. And we spent a lot of time drinking beer, eating chili, watching Poppy come outside at regular periods and run around like a horse. She's absolutely loving it. We have almost got a little paddock of a garden, really. It's a square without any plants in it at the moment, just grassed. And she does laps of it. She's in front of me now. She's just lapping. And she occasionally speeds up to ridiculous speeds and almost angles herself. So she's like a, what do you call it, road racing speed demon on a motorbike. So I think what the message of this boo for me was, of note, was the fact that things that have previously stressed me in London. There's Poppy doing a lap. Things that have stressed me in London haven't actually needed to be anything. You know, that's what's been so frustrating. I've just been absolutely anxious because, you know, two nervous breakdowns, a long career of stress, and I think the whole place just began to resonate with reminders of all the anxieties I've felt there. The 8 years of irritable bowel syndrome and crapping myself on buses and all that kind of horrible stuff. And I've arrived here, and I have to say, I mean, I'm hoping it's not just a passing fad, but my brain actually feels completely different. I mean, completely different. I mean, I know I've got to take my medication this morning because that's what, you know, I do, but I don't feel any need for it. I don't feel any, you know, I'm going to have to remind myself now. I haven't woken up feeling all anxious and, you know, what's going to happen in life and all the rest of it. It's literally just, I've seen goodness from all the neighbours. I've relaxed. I mean, we've got to get a lawnmower, we've got to get a fridge, we've got to get a washing machine, all these things. They don't seem like jobs, they seem like fun things to have to do in the next few days. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Anyway, I've got to go now because Poppy's just expressed her pleasure at running in a bowel manner. Oh, now she's found a rabbit hole. You going in, Pops? I think I'm going to fill the rabbit holes because as much as cute, Poppy will dig right down until she finds something. She seems to be enjoying it. It's funny, Claude and I have got a code now. so I had to just do it then. Because I've come out without any poo bags. And I have to mark the spot so we don't end up standing in it. Because, you know, usually I'd be taking Poppy for a walk when she went to the toilet. But now she's got all this space, she can do it where she likes, I suppose. And, is doing. No, Poppy. Now, what have you found to roll in? There's nothing there. She does like to roll on the floor. And smells. There's nothing there. But that's why I need to clean up poo and get a lawnmower. Oh, don't leave it. Listen to me. I've got to send this audio boo up. But yeah, all I can say is, I've had such a frustrating 2 years trying to get proper psychotherapy and then psychiatrists moving on and all of these problems that were really, you know, hard and hampering me getting back to a normal life. And arriving here, life couldn't feel more normal. It just feels right. It's brilliant. It's really, really good. I've forgotten to take my location off. This will be the last boo with my location on. Documentally reminded me last night and I forgot, because we're just literally in the middle of, you know, it's not hard to know which house I'm in because there's only one here. Yeah, just do a quick spin round to my south. I see a winding country road with hedges either side. Oh, and I can hear a car. Wow, there's a car. Almost feel like we should have run out and waved at it, because there's so few cars go past. We do get a train every 20 minutes or so. Inside you can't hear it because there's double glazing, but outside it's amazing. I mean, it's literally the finest stretch of railway line, and apparently they've had the Orient Express go past quite whenever it does and needs to, and you get the speed bullet trains going past, which I've never seen. I mean, I feel like a right hermit, but I've never seen one of the Virgin tilting trains before. Which does seem bizarre. I mean, when I worked in construction and engineering, I dealt with the risk management for rail track, Network Rail. But obviously that was usually looking at lines that were closed and damaged rather than active lines. I didn't really see many trains. Yes, anyway, I'm going to go and see if we can't get this oil rigged up so that we can have heating. Maybe go and buy a lawnmower. Oh, more bizarrely, we agreed last night that my job today is to drive around the local car dealers, and if I can find a Land Rover for less than $2,500, I'm to buy it. So we just need a sensible vehicle. The road's, you know, got ditches either side and is muddy and isn't even really a very well formed road in places. So but more than that, the Peak District is on our doorstep, and guess what as well? I've ordered our nearest neighbours, the lady, she's clearly a little bit, you know, likes to know what's going on, I think is the best way of putting it. But she's also the president of the Young Farmers Association or something, or she's something to do with that. But anyway, since one of my aspirations is to release a little app that I've been working on for hyperlocal food sales and fresh food notifications by GPS geolocation, she invited me to speak at the next meeting, which is coincidentally a technology meeting, because they're all, you know, none of them really understand social media and stuff. Social media, listen to me, I'm not going to be saying I'm a social media person or anything, because I don't really understand the term, but I will tell them that I'm a geek who can help them use the World Wide Web to full effect, and hopefully bring a bit of cohesion amongst the farmers in the area. I'm thinking a little private Twitter network for farmers that also tweets out externally, but allows them a bit of a private communication. Anyway, I've got loads of little ideas, and I don't want to get in there and really annoy all these people who really couldn't give a shit about the internet. But when I've worked it all up to be a whole package that looks really helpful, I'll accept the invitation to go and speak. Until that time, I'm sensible enough to realise that I shouldn't be challenging myself. And as soon as I arrive. So I said no, but I said I'd love to, but let me come and speak once I've fully developed the things I'd like to talk to them about. Yeah, but it's just a really nice, you know, I mean, God, what kind of, what better kind of introduction to a place could you hope for than to meet the person that does appear to be about the most connected in the town, found out they're your next door neighbour and are really friendly. You know, it's just lovely, you know, really lovely. And the thing about having next door neighbours here, it doesn't matter how nosy they are. God, they're, you know, they're a drive away or a fair distance away. They don't pop round all the time, and they're not sticking their nose in your business all the time. And we has gates. Anyway, I realise I'm continually gibbering. This is good for me to get down in my little diary, because honestly, I know for a fact when listening back to my audio booze over the last year, this is the one that I'll get to and realise, sorry, I could almost cry, but life is full of optimism and full of, you know, full of greatness, really. If I could explain how my head has cleared just not having a constant stream of cars and people outside my house and looking west. Two crows playing about in the middle of the pasture lands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rolling fields with trees, oaks and beeches. A house, a few houses actually I can see, but they're in the distance. If I keep turning the railway line, and a forest, there's a huge forest over there which we shall be going to explore very soon. And then keep turning the railway bridge where the track goes through, a little country road going over the top of it, and then fields and fields of corn with another forest in the distance, but there's at least 1, 2, 3, 4 fields before that. What can you say, you know? I mean, it's I'm not a religious man, but you know, in terms of faith, I've always had a lot of faith in the English countryside. I've always loved it, and I really should have come and lived in it much sooner. Anyway, have a good day. I'm sorry for continually gibbering if you've continued to listen. But for me, this is the boo. This is the boo that really genuinely I feel like life has turned. I see optimism everywhere I look, and that's just... And I'm not manic either. I mean, I know I'm excited. Well, I'm not even excited. I'm just solidly happy. Wonderful. Anyway. Something that amused me this morning. I woke up and I thought Poppy had been to the toilet in the kitchen because of the smell, but it is just the fact that we live in a dairy farming region. Anyway, yeah. Have a good one again.